all these kids growing up saying, oh, I wish I was a YouTuber, don't.
Is that what you want, YouTube? Not advertiser friendly.
They demonetize every single video.
Oh, kid stuff. Oh, happiness and sunshine and fun and woo, here we go.
Because right now I want to quit. Right now I want to quit and just give up.
What do you want from me?
Hey guys, it's Logan and there's Chili.
Hey Chili Peppers.
Chili was messaging this guy named Mark on Instagram.
Chili has been cheating for 2 years.
Being swatted is when someone fakes a police phone call, like a fake emergency.
Oh no.
Chili, hey, come on, is anybody else in the house with you?
Is controversy a good thing or a bad thing for a YouTube channel? Any old Joe Blow should have no problem providing a basic answer to that question. However, if you want an expert to weigh in on the matter, you're going to need to consult Super Mario Logan, a 26-year-old YouTuber from the US state of Florida who sets the bar so high for YouTube controversy that he may as well have a PhD on the topic. By embracing the positives of controversy, Super Mario Logan has grown his new SML Movies channel from 50,000 views a month to 120 million views a month in the space of less than half a year. However, we say new channel because the controversial nature of his content and public reputation has also led to the demonetization, age restriction, and deletion of his previous three channels with 5 million or more subscribers each.
I, Logan, am deleting a channel with 9 million subscribers. So if you ever have a channel with 9 million subscribers and you want to delete it, this is what it's going to look like.
And this is really only the beginning of Super Mario Logan's YouTube problems. Lawsuits from Nintendo, cheating scandals with his fiance.
You told me that he's never going to be able to have just one woman in his life.
That is the way I currently feel.
Logan 30acre has certainly ridden the ups and downs of the YouTube roller coaster. However, in the process, has been gifted a life inaccessible to 99.9% of the population, which he never could have predicted when he first began his YouTube journey on the 8th of December 2007. Logan had only just celebrated his 13th birthday when his older brother Lance first told him about a website by the name of YouTube. It was the winter of 2007, and after registering a channel under the name Super Mario Logan 1994, Logan 30acre uploaded his first video, attempting to recreate a Mario commercial from the 90s by using a Super Mario toy. Unsurprisingly, this video performed poorly. It was a bad recreation, there was no plotline, and they were clearly only just kids. However, Logan wasn't ready to give up. After uploading that first piece of content, he began to post up to 8 videos a day on random unrelated topics, most of which talking from the perspective of his Super Mario toy.
Here it is, the best video game on earth.
And with over 8 videos a day, subscriber growth was sure to follow, right? Well, not really. Even though he was posting 8 of them, at the end of the day, the videos were still awful. To combat this, Logan would introduce some new characters to the show, such as Woody and Shrek, ultimately leading to a slight increase in the quality of the jokes.
Oh, it smells like crap in there.
It's Shrek!
Donkey.
Shrek is the winner! What do you have to say about winning, Shrek?
All winning makes me have to take a crap.
And as a result, the Super Mario Logan 1994 YouTube empire would celebrate its first major milestone of 1,000 subscribers. But Logan wanted to grow more. Over the next 5 years between 2008 and 2013, the comedy was refined, the quality of the video and audio improved, and Logan grew as a person through trial and error with different puppet skit types, causing him to hit 100,000 subscribers around 6 years after his first Got Milk Super Mario video. In the process of this, during his sophomore year of high school in 2010 at the age of 15, Logan began to date a girl by the name of Chili. This fact is unimportant on its own for now, but the main thing to note is how long ago the two began to date. Regardless, by 2013, Logan had finished school, hit 100,000 subscribers, and was ready to focus all of his free time on the Super Mario Logan YouTube channel. However, there was something else that was significant about 2013. It was a time at which controversial content on YouTube was simply the norm. There was no risk of having your videos demonetized, and the culture was more tolerant of what was and wasn't acceptable, so Super Mario Logan would make his content slightly more controversial with the goal of spicing up the comedy. He would begin to swear more regularly in the videos, also introducing characters such as Black Yoshi, who would carry many African-American stereotypes.
Black Yoshi, why would you steal? Why are you always stealing?
Boop, I need some money. You don't let me use a credit card no more.
My welfare check ain't coming yet.
And making the content more controversial actually worked extremely well. It was hilarious. And since there was minimal backlash for controversial content in 2013, 2013, there was really no downside to making edgier jokes. For this reason, over the next 3 years, the content would steadily increase in its controversial nature, but never to a point where people said that Logan had gone too far. That would be until 2016, when Super Mario Logan would introduce a new character who would really begin to rock the boat.
I love that drink. Wait, who's at the door? Hello?
Hey, you want to see my banjo?
What, who are you? What are you doing here?
My name is Jeffy. See, it says it on my shirt. Jeffy.
On the 24th of January 2016, Logan would introduce a new character by the name of Jeffy. Jeffy represented a mentally handicapped or extremely stupid teenager who fit into the crew perfectly given the already controversial nature of the channel. The problem was that between 2013 and 2016, when Jeffy was introduced, people had become less tolerant of politically incorrect humor. Jeffy's character began to receive backlash after episodes such as Jeffy's Bad Word. However, while the humor offended many, others respected Logan for pushing the controversial comedic boundaries, spoken most accurately by the 150 million monthly views being received on the channel and the lifestyle upgrades that Logan had been displaying. In June 2017, at the age of 22, Logan purchased his first of many Lamborghinis while sitting at around 2.5 million subscribers.
Oh my God, look at that.
Oh my God.
It looks like you're driving an airplane.
Oh my God.
He was stoked. Views were increasing every single month. A Lamborghini at 22 years old. His relationship with Chili still going strong. But unfortunately, his money and status didn't predict what would happen only 6 short months later, when the controversial nature of his channel would begin to catch up with him, specifically with one infamous video. Super Mario Logan would upload a video titled Jeffy's Tantrum in March 2017, in which Jeffy would become depressed after his dad refused to buy him a $2.99 game from the App Store.
Hey Jeffy, what are you doing?
Hey, Junior. I'm just trying to kill myself.
Why?
Because my daddy wouldn't buy me a $2.99 game from the App Store.
What? $2.99?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
The video was initially seen as just another hilarious, slightly controversial Super Mario Logan episode and would sit on the channel without any problems, racking up 12 million views in 9 months between March and December of that year. However, in 2017, at around Christmas time, an article was published by numerous different media publications stating that a mother had found her 7-year-old son pretending to tie a noose from Christmas tree tinsel, claiming to have been inspired by Jeffy from SML. Naturally, many of these publications would contact YouTube for a statement, and as a result, YouTube would demonetize and age restrict the entire Super Mario Logan channel.
Wow. It got hit, what, within an hour?
Yeah.
Logan would then respond in a video talking about how ridiculous the demonetization was.
I don't know if this is temporary. I don't know if it's permanent. YouTube won't answer me. But what I'm saying is that I am being punished as bad as Logan Paul for making plush and puppet videos.
Which seemed to work in the short term as YouTube would return his ads 1 month later. However, 2 months after that, YouTube would change their mind, demonetizing and age restricting the entire channel once again.
Age restricted, age restricted, age restricted, demonetized, demonetized.
At this point, Logan really didn't know what to do.
I'm honestly scared. I do not know what's going to happen. I want you guys to see this. Look at this.
A little over 10 years of work had been flushed down the drain, and it seemed as though he was on the brink of simply giving up.
Today is the end of my YouTube career. Today's I'm hanging it up. I'm done. I think I'm actually quitting.
However, Logan wasn't going to fade out crying in the corner and concluded that the best course of action would be to begin a second channel titled Super Luigi Logan. This channel was going well for about a month before it would also have its ads removed.
And everything's been fine for about a month and a half. Super Luigi Logan's working until today, where they do the same bullshit. Exactly the same. They demonetize every single video on Super Luigi Logan. Every single one of them.
Then, to make matters worse, shortly after being completely demonetized and age-restricted on both of his channels, news station GMA would run a story discussing controversial YouTube content for children, highlighting the Super Mario Logan channel as problematic.
Common Sense Media calls Super Mario Logan your basic online nightmare for parents of young kids.
This, in turn, created further stress for Logan and his YouTube career.
Look at the article. It attracts kids because you wouldn't think of him as inappropriate because of the way he looks. Oh my God.
It was nice knowing you.
Well, at approximately 8:25 in the morning, Super Mario Logan died.
However, while Logan expected that this would create more problems, the opposite actually seemed to happen. Things surprisingly started going well. After his second channel had been demonetized, Logan would move to a third channel, Super Bowser Logan, and after making the content slightly more family-friendly, YouTube decided not to demonetize it as they had with his previous two channels. His girlfriend Chili also created a vlogging channel on which they would make videos together, and his original channel, Super Mario Logan, would then get re-monetized, meaning he could upload videos on it once again.
Super Mario Logan got his ads back. And it took 6 months to get the ads back.
Despite getting into a bit of stupid beef with the one and only EDP445,
Logan 30 Acre, Super Mario Logan, let me go ahead and expose this.
Things were going in Logan's favor for a period of around a year and a half. And in June 2019, Logan would even propose to his long-term girlfriend Chili in the middle of a Jason Derulo concert. However, around every corner of positivity, there was always another problem waiting for Logan. He even stated that whenever everything was going too well for him, his intuition would constantly remind him that he should always be prepared for the worst.
I'm too happy. Something feels wrong. I literally kept saying something feels wrong. I feel too happy. I was happy and God said... Today I have some good news and some bad news. Mostly bad. 99.9% bad, 0.01% still bad.
Only a month after Logan proposed to Chili, things began to rapidly go downhill. It began with a problem that seemed all too familiar with Logan by this point.
Super Luigi Logan, I think, is done for now. I don't think I'm allowed to upload videos anymore. And have them monetized.
At over 4 million subscribers each, Super Luigi Logan and Super Mario Logan had been blacklisted, demonetized, and age-restricted once again, paving the way for what was about to be SML's rockiest patch to date. 6 months later, a tweet would show up on Chili's sister's Twitter page, accusing Logan of cheating on Chili with a $60,000 escort. Chili's brother Tito, who was a regular on the SML channel, then stated that Logan decided to tell me how he cheated on Chili, in brackets my sister, and he really wanted to show me videos of him and that girl, claiming that Logan had filmed the encounter for whatever reason. To clear up the drama, Logan and Chili would take to Instagram stating,
"I want to let you guys know that me and Logan are still together.
And everything's fine. There's just a lot of dumb drama going on."
However, 2 months later, Logan would post another Instagram story stating, "Me and Chili have been broken up for over a month now. I just wanted to let everyone know." Logan was understandably painted as the bad guy, given he did the cheating. However, as soon as Logan announced that they had broken up, another voice actor for SML by the name of Lavelle would come out and claim that Chili had been cheating on Logan for more than 2 years.
Chili has been cheating on Logan for longer than 2 months. He's known about it for 2 months because that's when I told him.
Logan would then come onto Lavelle's Instagram Live, providing further details.
So the guy Chili has been cheating on me for a year with.
A year.
Chili was messaging this guy named Mark on Instagram. She like deleted the messages really quick. And I end up paying $1,000 to get the messages.
Confirming the end of their 10-year relationship. To make matters worse, in the same month, Logan would be swatted by an unknown viewer, which Logan and his brother Lance described to be somewhat of a nerve-wracking situation.
It can cause huge legal consequences for you guys. It's not funny, and it puts a lot of people's lives at risk.
On the positive side of things, Logan began to date a new girl by the name of Adriana, posting numerous photos with her less than a month after his breakup with Chili. However, things got a little strange in February 2021, about 12 months later, when both Adriana and Chili each posted a photo to their own Instagram accounts, having both attended Super Bowl 55 with Logan, showing that the three had likely gone to the event together as a group. Perhaps there was some weird open relationship type thing going on, but from this point onwards, Logan and Chili appeared to be back together. Additionally, the photo of Adriana and Logan together at the Super Bowl was the last picture to show up on her Instagram, showing that they had likely parted ways shortly thereafter. 1 month later, Adriana would record a secret conversation had between Logan and Logan's manager Wendy, revealing that Logan seemed to have also cheated on Adriana in their relationship, possibly with Chili or someone else altogether.
So you can either deal with it or you cannot deal with it.
Him cheating on me.
He likes to have a lot of friends and he likes to have a lot of conversations.
You told me that he's never going to be able to have just one woman in his life.
That is the way I currently feel.
With the deterioration of Adriana and Logan's relationship and the reignition of Logan and Chili's relationship, there was some semblance of order in his personal life. However, back over on YouTube, things weren't exactly going too well. On the 14th of February 2021, Logan was sent a cease and desist letter from Nintendo, stating that he had to remove all references to their characters, such as Mario, Bowser, Luigi, Luigi, Peach, etc. Otherwise, they were going to sue him.
The purpose of this is because we've unauthorized use of the Nintendo brand in conjunction with profane, offensive content on multiple of your YouTube channels named after iconic Nintendo characters, such as Super Mario Logan, Super Luigi Logan, Super Bowser Logan, Super Daisy Logan, Super... I haven't even used those yet, but they want to stop it.
For this reason, Logan would have to create a fourth channel called SML Movies and unlist every single video from Super Mario Logan, Super Luigi Logan, and Super Bowser Logan, undoing a total 12.3 billion views worth of hard work.
You guys gotta understand, I'm 26 years old, and I've been doing YouTube for 13 years. Half my life, I've been doing this.
However, even after everything that SML has been through to date, within only 5 months, the brand new channel is already back at 100 plus million views per month without any reference to Nintendo, which perhaps in a backwards roundabout kind of way shows that all the suffering has been worth it for Super Mario Logan. Demonetization, age restrictions, deleted channels, swatting, cheating scandals, YouTube drama. Perhaps pain, suffering, and hardship is simply a necessity in order to achieve excellence.